Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We talk a little bit about resentment today and the courage to overcome it. We're in chapter 30 as we conclude chapter 30 today with verses 23 and 24. Distract yourself and renew your courage. Drive resentment far away from you, for grief has killed many, and nothing is to be gained from resentment. Envy and anger shorten one's days, and anxiety brings on premature old age. Resentment is a toxic emotion that can eat away at our mental and emotional well-being. It is a feeling of anger or bitterness towards someone or something that we believe has wronged us. When we hold on to resentment, we are allowing negative emotions to fester and grow within us, ultimately leading to feelings of hatred and bitterness, and even revenge. This can have detrimental effects on our mental health, relationships, and overall quality of life. One of the main reasons why we should drive resentment far away from us is because it can be incredibly damaging to our mental, spiritual, and emotional health. Holding on to resentment can lead to increased stress, anxiety, and even depression. It can consume our thoughts and energy, leaving us feeling constantly on edge and unhappy. This can have a ripple effect on our relationships with others, as our negative emotions can often spill over onto those around us, causing further conflict and unhappiness. Furthermore, resentment has the power to cloud our judgment and lead us to make irrational decisions. When we are consumed by anger and bitterness, we are not able to think clearly or rationally. This can lead us to act impulsively and or irrationally, causing further harm to ourselves and those around us. In extreme cases, resentment can even lead to thoughts of revenge or violence, which can have a devastating consequences. Another important reason to let go of resentment is that it ultimately serves no purpose. Holding on to anger and bitterness towards someone or something that has wronged us does not change the past or make things right. In fact, it only serves to keep us stuck in the past, preventing us from moving forward and finding true happiness and peace. By letting go of resentment, we free ourselves from the burden of negative emotions and open ourselves up to a more positive and fulfilling life. Grief, on the other hand, is a natural emotion that we all experience at some point in our lives. It is important to allow ourselves to grieve and process our emotions in a healthy and spiritual way, calling on the name of Jesus for the harmony we all seek in life's goodwill. However, allowing resentment to fester within us only prolongs our suffering and prevents us from healing and moving on. By driving resentment far away from us, we can free ourselves from its toxic grip and pave the way for healing, growth, and ultimately, peace. Peace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things and removing resentment in my life. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. And we pray for special intentions of prayers answered on our pilgrimage to Rome. We are now back in Miami, getting ready to attend a morning mass at St. Louis and the morning muffin with the Mayus Men's Group. And we are concluding our trip. We arrived yesterday after about 14 hours in the air. Thank you for all the good things that you brought to our trip, Lord, and we pray for those special intentions that you fulfilled. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Williams, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 30. It's verses 23 and 24. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, Resentment Breeds Bitterness. Drive resentment far away from you, for it brings nothing but sorrow and rue. Grief has killed many, torn hearts apart, leaving behind a trail of broken hearts. Resentment breeds bitterness and hate, consuming your soul, sealing your fate. It poisons your mind, clouds your sight, turning day into endless night. Let go of anger, forgive and release. Find inner peace, let your soul find ease. For holding on to grudges, harboring pain, will only drive you insane. Choose love over hate, kindness over spite. Embrace forgiveness, let your heart take flight. Drive resentment far away from you, and watch as happiness and peace ensue. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 5th, 2024. Up recording early this morning with the angels. It's 4:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, there's so much to tell about our trip and going over our 7-Eleven mark as the time continues to roll and record these precious days of remembrance. They go by so quick when you go on sabbatical or pilgrimage. You see things and you experience life to its fullest. And it's such a blessing to be able to do that. And we thank the Lord in all of his ways for protecting us and guiding us and allowing us to give while we were there. I pulled off my dress shirt one day and gave it to an Italian who said, "Man, I really love your shirt." He looked like he was in his early 30s. And we were eating at a restaurant next to where he is the manager at. And I said, "Here." I took it off and handed it to him. Just trying to share the love of Christ no matter where we were at. And my wife says, "Look there, you ask and you shall receive." Amen. We climbed some steps, about 500 to the top of St. Peter's Basilica. What an awesome way of seeing the top of Rome and looking in all directions. It was absolutely amazing. And all of the artwork and things that are there really make you feel in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So we continue to pray for those who don't believe, and we pray for those who do believe, and may they find the foundational church touching their hearts and showing them the true presence of Jesus Christ that we receive in the Eucharist. Amen. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Truly presence. We're going to our Eucharistic Congress later this year here in the United States in Indianapolis, and looking forward to sharing the love of Jesus and the true presence in all things. As we close today at 9-11, in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love you, Tony. God bless you.